Welcome to Side Notes by Zerodha Vasity. This is Vineet Rajani, and today I want to remind you of the time when Adani Power cut its electricity supply to Bangladesh by half. That was November 2024. I know we have spoken of the Adani Bangladesh saga before, but a crisis is the best teacher, don't you think? And this crisis had multiple lessons to take home. So here is another lesson from that tussle between Adani Power and Bangladesh. The uprising that had led to the ouster of Sheikh Hasina in August 2024 had apparently created economic instability in the following months. It is natural for any country undergoing an uprising to face instability like that. But that instability was probably why Bangladesh had been unable to pay the dues to Adani Power. In response, Adani Power hinted at a possible complete suspension of power supply. But what they actually did was cut the supply by half. Bangladesh accelerated the payments to reinstate the supply to the earlier levels. After all, Adani was catering to nearly 10% of Bangladesh power requirements. Now let's go a month backwards. In October 2024, there were reports that Bangladesh was reviewing its power contract with Adani, meaning it was probably reconsidering the terms of the contract. The Bangladesh government felt that Adani Power was charging 27% more than what other Indian players would charge. Doesn't this 27% look like a country risk premium that Adani Power is charging to Bangladesh? What is country risk premium? See, in investments, if you are investing in a foreign company that is situated in a country that relatively lacks economic and political stability, you want to earn a higher rate of return for taking that higher risk. So, if you expect to make 10% from your investments in a stable country, you might want 12%, 15%, or even 20% return from a not-so-stable country. The extra return that you want is the country risk premium. Similarly, when you are doing business in a country facing economic and political challenges, you would want to charge a higher rate for the products or services you sell in that country. You might charge even more if you're extending a credit period. That is exactly the situation that Adani Power was in. It was supplying power to Bangladesh, a country facing unrest for over 2 years. And government contracts usually come with a credit period. So Adani Power had to employ more working capital towards a business where full recoverability of the dues could become a challenge. It seems understandable now that Adani Power was charging a premium. But wait. Bangladesh felt that Adani Power was charging 27% more than other Indian private players. I can see three ways how Adani can defend its position. One, right at its inception, Adani was the largest power supplier to Bangladesh. So a lot was at stake for Adani. Two, it began supplying power to Bangladesh only in April 2023. That is, in the middle of a political turmoil. So it is natural to seek compensation for assuming so much risk. The other power supply agreements were signed before the unrest began. Had they been signed recently, they would have also probably charged a much higher price. And three, the only other notable Indian player supplying power to Bangladesh is the Rampal power plant. And it is not even fully Indian. It is a 50-50 joint venture between the National Thermal Power Corporation of India, that is NTPC, and the Bangladesh Power Development Board, that is BPDP. Since it is half owned by a Bangladeshi corporation, it cannot practically charge a country risk premium. The key takeaway is that be it investments or business, if you are assuming any form of risk, you will expect to be paid a premium for that. The same principle applies to discounts for instant payments and no discount for credit purchases. A business is willing to give you discounts if it does not have to assume credit risk. And credit risk is the risk that you may not pay up when the payment is due. On that note, that is all on Side Notes by Zerodha Vasity. Do rate our podcast if you like listening to our side notes on business and investments. It helps in better discoverability of the podcast among our audiences. Thank you so much. Disclaimer: the stocks or financial instruments discussed in this podcast are meant for educational purposes only. Please do not consider them recommendations or financial advice of any form.